We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting the bottom line of Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. It said in the Braisa, this was a Kuli Alma, that a Bereach, every Ivri that runs away, does not get a Hanaka. So the Gemara asks a Kash like this, in the bottom line, Bereach Hashlam Abayi. The halacha is, if every Ivri runs away in the middle of his Avdus, he leaves, he has to be Mashlam for 6 years. He promised to work for 6 years, he took money for that, and he has to do Hashlama. And not only that, when he finishes his 6 years, whenever he finishes it, he gets Hanaka. He does get Hanaka. He does get the presents. So what does it mean that Bereach does not get Hanaka? The title of the Braisa. Menayim LeBereach Shechayev LaHashlim. How do you know that a Bereach, someone who runs away, is Mechuyev to be Mashlim? Tamaloymar Sheish Shonim Yavoid says Sheish Shonim Yavoid Yochol Afilu Cholo. Maybe even if he gets sick, he also mechuyev to mashlim. If someone is sick and he can't work, does he have to mashlim or not? Tamaloyma uvashvi is yeitze that you go out at his 7th year, no matter what. So on one hand, we're saying a berech is chayev to mashlim. That means that if he runs away, he has to finish up for 6 years. And number two, it says if he gets sick, then he has a patur, then he goes out the 7th year. What do you see? You see that a bereach has to be mashlim. He has to be mashlim, so there's a chiyav hanaka right there. When he finishes being mashlim, there's a chiyav hanaka. So what does it mean that there's no hanaka by a bereach? Omer Rav Sheshes, Hochamai Eskinon, going to Borach, Upago Yevil. He ran away, and then while he was away, Yevil came and set him free. So Mao the Tei Mahov Apikle Yevil, Lmaisa is going free through Yevil. Shaluchim Imach Kwinibay. It's called Shaluchim Imach, and he should get hanaka. Vloy Niknis Day. And he shouldn't get a knas. Menanikle, he should get a hanaka. Kamashlo, no, he does not get a hanaka. So what's Rav Sheshes answering? Yovel hit while he was away. Now, what's the halacha over here? He runs away, he's chayev hashlama. Comes Yovel, he goes free. So he's saying, you would think he gets hanaka because he went out free because Yovel. Kamashlo, you don't get hanaka. It's like a knas. That's what we learn from the pasuk. But upon him, does he have to be mashlam? Because the mono, does he have to be mashlam afterwards? If he has to be mashlam, so maybe he should get a hanaka afterwards. So it's two pshatim in the Ritva on this. Shot number one is that he has to be mashlim, but the Ritva Tain is that hashlama is within a priyas chayiv. It's not within Eved Ivri. And since it's not within Eved Ivri, he won't get hanaka. That means, let's say he worked for 4 years, he ran away. Then two years later, Yovel comes, or 5 years later, Yovel comes, and he's free now. So does he have to, he didn't do 2 years. So he has to be mashlim or not. So the first tzad the Ritva has, he has to be mashlim, but it's not within Eved Ivri, because he went out free as Yovel. It's not within Eved Ivri. There's no hanaka. But at the end he says he likes the pshat better. He's not chayiv to be mashlim at all. He says, why not? He was goyrim 2 years of not working. He said, that's a grumma. It's not a chayiv. It comes out through the Ritva second pshat, which is the ikar pshat, that be'etzem, the whole din hashlama bayi is not a din of prayer chayiv, because it's a grumma that he's not doing the work. It's a din that shei shalom yavay. But once you have the yoivod, then you're free. Then you don't have to work. Then you don't have to work anymore. And that was a havin. You get a kanaka, kamashlo, and you don't get a hanaka. Omamar. Barlon's on the top of Yud Zayin. Omamar, Yochel Afilu Cholo. It said in the Braisa, what happens if the Evdiv gets sick? Does he have to be mashlim? Because he couldn't work while he was sick. Tamloim of Shvias Yetze, that he goes out no matter what in the 7th year. So the Marz Afilu Cholo called Sheish. It's mashlim. Even if he's sick all 6 years, he couldn't work. He still goes out free. But time went to the Braisa. Cholo Sholosh, Vavit Sholosh. If half the years, 3 years he was sick and half the years he worked, ain't a chayav l'hashlim. You don't have to be mashlim. But Cholo called Sheish, chayav l'hashlim. If he's sick all 6 years, then you do have to be mashlim. So Haki is saying the Braisa, that Afilu Chol all Sheshes sounds like. That was Shvias Yetze, here it's mashlim, you have to be mashlim. Omer Av Sheshes, Nasa, Ba'isa, Maisa, Amachat. We're talking about a case where he was sick, but he could work a little bit. He said, like Rashi says, third line from the top, Bechol Yov Shu Maisa Kal, K'toni Le'el Kol Shesh, Ein Chayav L'Hashlim. Da'ov Adem Melacha. He was supposed to be doing much more, but Lamaisa, he was able to sow, even though he was sick, he was able to sow. Therefore, there, he's Yotze 6 years. But Masha Enkin, if he's sick and he can't do anything, so then, you talk after the Mashlim. But the moral is a question like this, the Yukim and the Brice don't work. Hagufa Kasha. Amrit in the second price, Amrit Cholosh Cholosh Ovet Cholosh Eichayv Lashlim. You have to work at least 3 years. Then there's no Chivti Mashlim. Ha Arba, if you're sick for 4 years, Chayv Lashlim. So the Emes Seifa it says Cholok Kol Sheish Chayv Lashlim. So make up your mind: is it 4 years or 6 years? Ha Dalid Eichayv Lashlim. So stick a steer in the price. Ha Chikamar Cholok Dalid. If you get sick for 4 years, Nase Kemisha Cholok Kol Sheish Chayv Lashlim. You see from here that 4 years, it's a dig, 4 years is the right dig. It's like 6 years. Then it's kilu, you're sick all 6 years, and there you're chayav l'hashlim. So bottom line is, 50% is fine, huh?
Is it in Rav?
Yeah, then it ripens. Now 50% challah, that there it's fine. More than 50% already. I don't know, 50% PTO, whatever that means. But I'll upon him. So chayiv lahashlam over here. So that's about more than 3 years already. Then you have a problem.
What do you run with bereah?
Yeah.
The same thing that applies with Jacob apply with Sheshanim or not?
What do you mean Sheshanim? What's the case?
He runs away any higher than then.
6 years? Then hey chayiv lahashlam actually, and then you get hanaka. Did you get Hanukkah there? That was Mara 4. It says, because he didn't finish 6 years. Still milli 6 years. You're still a regular full Eved. Yovel is a Afka. They kick you after me, Eved. Sheish, you're still an Eved. If the guy worked, the 6 years don't have to be consecutive. It has to be 6 years. That's what comes out.
No, he's asking if Yovel came right at the beginning and he didn't do anything.
No, No. They get the Hanukkah. They still get Hanukkah. If you work and the Yovel comes, then you get Hanukkah. If you didn't run away. It only comes running away because there was a... That's the knas that's running away. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. Kama Manikin Loi. We learned in the Parash Shrei, there's a Chi of Hanukkah, that you have to give the Ever presence when he leaves. How much do you have to give him? So it'll be three-way Machlekes, three Tanayim. Tanur Rabbanan. Kama Manikin Loi, Chomish Shlom, Kol Min V'min. You have to give 5 Shlom from each Min, Shein Chomish Esrei Shlom, which altogether 15 Shlom. Because the Pasuk says... that when you send him free, you don't send him Reikam. That's what it says in the Pasuk. When you send this Eved free, you don't send him Reikam. You have to give him different presents. And the Pasuk gives some items that you have to give him. It says, Hanak Tanak Loi. First, the Pasuk before that says, Hanak Tanak Loi, give him presents. From your cattle, from your goyrin, from your tfuah, from your kvecha, from your wine. That's what the Pasuk says. So how much you have to give him? So the first man, the Amar Ameya, says give 5 shlom from each min. Megarncha, metarncha, meyekvecha. Sheichamish eshe shlom, which altogether 15 shlom, divra Ameya. Now we know 3 times 5 is 15. The Gemara will ask the Kasha. Divra Ameya. Rav Yehuda Eimer, shloishim kishoyim shal Eved. You get 30 shekel, which is like 30 shkolim of Eved. Rav Shimon Eimer, chamishim chamishim shverachim. You get 50, like chamishim shverachim, which is the biggest amount that could be by erachim. By erachim, you say erach plain your life, depends how old he is. It ranges from 3 until 50. You give 50. That's the 3 mandi yomer. We have either 15 shlom or 30 shkolim like an eved or 50 shkolim like erachim. What's pshat in all these amarayim, all these tanoim? The Gemara is explained. Omar, chomish shlom kol min v'min sheim chomish esher shlom. Altogether 15 shlom. Dibur Rameya. Rameya min yonos hashminin. Why does Rameya have to end off saying there's 15 shlom? We know 3 times 5 is 15. And for the Gemara, Kamash one like this, that the bottom line is you need 15 altogether. Mivtzahu le mivtzle mahai miyana. You can't do less than 15. Be botzle mechad mina, but tfei le mechad mina, less than ba. If you do more than one with one min and less than the other min, it's not a problem. Now, the Ritva is medayik, it comes from Akasha, that Akapanim, you have to give him each min, but you don't have to give 5, 5, 5. You give 1, 6, and 8, you could do. But you have to give at least from each min. Now, Mara says, what's Pshat Rameya? My time, Rameya. Yolof Reikam Reikam. Like we said, the Pasuk says that when you send out the Eved, V'chis Shechenu Nochav Shimuch, Lois Shechenu Reikam. Hanak Tanak Loim, Shechav Gerach Gerecha. It says Reikam, and it says Reikam by Bechar. The Pasuk by Reikam by Bechar is not exactly by Bechar, but it's in the Pasuk of Bechar. The Pasuk says, U'petach Amar Tifte Beseh, from Lois Sifte Varafta. Then it says in the Pasuk, Kol Bechar Benecha Tifte, redeem all your firstborn sons, V'lo Yiro Pane Reikam, which means be Oyla Regal. Back upon him, it says in that pasuk Reikam. We learn that Reikam Abchar, Malahalon, just like Abchar is Chomish Shlom, Avkan Chomish Shlom. So you have from Reikam to teach us 5 Shlom. Freit the Gemara, Ve'ema Chomish Shlom Akulu. Maybe it's 5 Shlom altogether. We learn Reikam. Iksiv Reikam Lebesayif. If we would say, Loisa Shechana Reikam by the Hanak Tanak Lai after the items he's supposed to give, then it could Amr. So it would say, Megarncha. Then it'll be good. But now it says, Hashik Siv Reikam Bereisha, it says Reikam in the Pasuk before, it says, Loisa Shechana Reikam, then it says Hanak Tanak Loi. So Shadi Reikam at Soin, Reikam at Goyrin, and Reikam at Yakev, and all 3 items. And therefore we learn out 5 of each, which is altogether 15. Freyti Gemara, we have a Kabbalah, make there Shav Reikam Reikam, Benelf Reikam Reikam at Elis Ria. I want to learn out from Elis Ria. Oilus Ria is a minimum amount. The Rashi says it's 2 kesef, Tosis Mashma, even a Kolshu. The Lach HaMoshe V'Sinai, that there's a certain, the shear of Oilus Ria is either 2 kesef or even a Kolshu. All is Lach HaMoshe V'Sinai. So learn out Reikam Reikam from Oilus Ria. So that Pasuk, the Shechana Reikam, Loi Ra Pan Reikam, is actually talking about Oilus Regal. So why learn out from Bechar? It's in the Pasuk. Learn out from the word Reikam, which is talking about. There's talking about Euler Regal, which is 2 kesef. So how do you know to learn out 5 slotim from the word Rekam. On Makra, the pasuk says by Hanoka Asher Beirachecha Hashem Alekecha, which tells us that it's a bracha. Rashi says Sefer Hanak Tanak Hulan Lamentcha Shetidrash Hamikra LaRabba Yisrael LaMayit. You should learn this pasuk with a braid kite to be Marbe and not to be Mayit. If we know, when we have a choice. The two Rekams, we go to the one that's more. That's Pshat Ramei. Ad Kam Pshat Ramei. Rabbi Yehuda Imer. Shloishim k'shloishim l'Eved. He said it's 30 skolim like by Eved.
Is that double of Meir?
No, because it's not 15 skolim. A sela is huh? Shloishim skolim is how much? No, he wants to know if it's double. No, it's skolim. It's not slolim. Skolim. I think every sela is 4 shekel. So figure it out. It's not double.
It's half a
mayor. What? It's half for a mayor. Yeah, it could be half a mayor. 50 would be 60, and this would be 30. It'd be half for a mayor. Yeah. The Gemara doesn't talk about that. It doesn't have to be that. We'll see in the Gemara. What it has to be certain things. It doesn't count any money either. If you want the Amar, it has to be certain type of items. We'll see that soon. But his drasha is, "Hey, no shalim shal evet. My time with Yehuda. Yalef nesina nesina me'evet. Mala halon shloishim alkan shloishim." It says a lashon by Eved Ivri. It says there by Ivri of Hanak Tanak Loi. It says titin loy. Asher beracha Hashem akecha titin loy. Lashon nesina. And it says by Eved also a lashon nesina. It says shloishim is called yitin la adoinov. So it's titin yitin. So nesina nesina me'evet. Mala halon shloishim alkan shloishim. Right, the Gemara of Nail Vasina Nasina Erechim. By Erechim also use Lashon Nasina. It says there Lashon Vinasa Nasaka Chabayem Ukayash Hashem. So learn out from, how do you know, learn out from Shloish Le'Eved? Learn out from Erechim, which is more. So tomorrow I'll tell you why. Two reasons why I think it's better to learn out from Eved. Chada the Tefasta Maruba Loi Tefasta. First of all, we have a choice to go for the more or less, you go with the less. Chada Tefasta Maruba Loi Tefasta, Tefasta Maruba Loi Tefasta. Oh, very good question. We'll talk about that soon. I don't know if I have a good terrace. We'll talk about that soon. Tais talks about it. Chod tvasim ruloi tvasta, tvasta mu tvasta. That's kash number one. That's reason number one why you go from Eved. V'oid, Eved me'Eved, havel le'melef. Number two is that you learn out Eved from Eved, which is shloishim shkolim, instead of learning out from Erechin. So that's what Yehuda's chesmin. He learns out from Eved because you have nesina sina, and not from Erechin because tvasim ruloi tvasta, and also because of Eved me'Eved, havel le'melef. It means when you have a choice to go more or less, do less. Because here, the word Nesina, one place would be 30 shkalim, other place 50 shkalim. So you go to the less one, you do the less one, the 30. You learn from Eved and not from Erechin. Rav Shimon Oimer, Chamishim Kachamishim Erechin. It's 50 like 50 Erechin. My time with Rav Shimon. Goma Nesina Nesina Erechin, learn Nesina Nesina Erechin. Malahan Chamishim, Afkan Chamishim. Veima Pachish Erechin. Maybe it's the smallest amount of Erechin, which is actually 3 shkalim. So tomorrow, Hashem Berach Hashem Alekachaksev. So here we see in this drash alone, Hashem Berach Hashem Alekachaksev. So afraid the Gemara of Neilef Nesina Nesina Me'Eved. Why do you learn from Eved? Mal Halon Shloishim Afkan Shloishim, and all part of the Kasha. Now explain you why I want you to learn from Eved. First of all, Chadu Tavasta Ruvel Tavasta. Void Eved Me'Eved Havel Neilef. So tomorrow, you're right. If it be Nesina Nesina, you should rather learn from Eved. But Rav Shimon Micha Micha Gamay. He has a Kabbalah on a different part of the Gzeres Shava. On a different, like Rashi, Eidodom Dong Zer Shavim Atzmai, Umasulem Rav Seim, a different pasuk, the pasuk of Mach, the pasuk that says, Vichyom Rechich Imach, which is by Eved Ivri, Vimach Umer Kecha, which is by Erechin, you learn Micha, Micha, and that's saying 50. So here, Mordechai is asking Kasha, Tais Kasha, Zmam Zotema. On one hand, we're saying, we have like the word Rekam, we go with the more, Asher Berach Hashem Alekecha. Same thing by Erechin, we have the more. We go to 50, the 50 is called, not 3 is called. We go Asher Berach Hashem Alekecha. But then a choice of Eved or Erechin, we say, Tefasta Ruvel Tefasta. Make up your mind, makes no sense. Tosis has a kasha, Tema.
Maybe when it's two different things,
right. Say, right, that Tosis answers, but yeah, I have to explain, it's fair also, it's still fair, what's the reason? Tema, Kivin Sevash Yavracha, Havel Melech, Min HaMa Ruba, Kirimil El, the Parach, Min El, Rekar, Gamal, Esriya, Mashanim, Akrash, Yavracha, which is all the more. The Yashlem, Loi Domi, the Le'el, Zog Tosis, the bottom Tosis reading, Loi Ksev El Chad Rekam, Abachar, Vel Esriya, Islam Melech, Min HaRuba. When it's one word Rekam, then Asher Berach tells you which part of the Rekam to learn out from, or which part of Nesina by Erechin to learn from. Avahacha Chad Nesina Ksiv Gabi Eved V'Chad Gabi Erechin, and that's worse. But so what? That's a good. It's a chiluk. But what's the reason for the chiluk? And the Marit and the Asmoseis are both bothered exactly what the chiluk is. They both say Om Pshatim, and it's out of the parameters. Besides, I didn't understand those Pshatim, so therefore we're not going to. We'll stop with this. The good kasha and Tosis Teretz is a chiluk between one word and two words, but I didn't understand it so well. Zot the Gemara Vaita. Bishra Meir, Hainuch Sev Tsoin, Goyrim Vyekev. We understand why it says the three things, because Dafka have to give, because the reason is to teach us that you have to give five shtalim from each. So that's why, Lav Dafka, you have to give those three things maybe, but you got to do. But the point is, Ramea is using those words as a drasha and as a Dafka, you have to give from those items. We said you have to give at least from each item. You do have to give from each item, we said from the Ritva. And the reason is because the Rekav is going to each word. So we understand why you have to specify those three things. El Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara is going to be Marba that feed them, you give anything you want as long as it's Bechla Bracha. So why does it say these three things? Hay Tsoin Goyim V'Yekav Lomali. So Gemara answers, you would think, like our mayor, I guess, that you only give anaka from these three items. How do you know to Rabbi all things? It says that Hashem Barach Hashem Lekecha is marba everything. Why did the Torah specify these three? That these three things are all b'chal bracha, they all multiply. Of course, yes, b'chal bracha. Everything has to be something that multiplies. That tzoyin multiplies, gerin is tua multiplies, yakev is yayin and shemen, that multiplies. All these things multiply, therefore, it has to be b'chal bracha.
How does yayin and shemen multiply?
Because they grow. Anything that grows in the ground multiplies. They have seeds and they grow and it keeps them going. Yot, what are we coming to lafuke? Exclude. Yotzu ksof from the Reb Shimon. You can't give money because money does not multiply by itself. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Emer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Emer, yotzu predes. Coming lafuke mules. Mules can't have offspring. Rabbi Shimon, why didn't he say yotzu predes? He says predes v'shavkum gufayu. There is a certain amount of bracha of predes because they grow. They eat and they get bigger and they grow. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov didn't want to say Ksafim, because he holds Ksafim does multiply. Ksafim avud buhu iska. You can do business with Ksafim, and therefore it is b'chlal bracha. That's why it's machloikis. If it's b'chlal bracha, each one has their own reason why praydus here says praydus isn't b'chlal bracha because the praydus itself get better. But as Yaakov says, Ksafim are considered bracha because they multiply. So it's a machloikis. V'tzricha. Now, why do you all three things? Just say one of them, and that will teach you that it has to multiply. Why do you need three things? The Igos Rechmano Tzoyin. If you just said Tzoyin, I mean a Balachayim in Gdul Karkulai. I think you need only Balachayim. You make the limud. It has to be Dafka, a live animal. An animal has to be. But Gdul Karkulai, because Rechmano Goyr. Therefore, it says Tvua, which is Gdul Karkulai. Because Rechmano Goyr, I mean a Dafka Gdul Karkulai. Gdul Karkulai in Balachayim Loi, because Rechmano Tzoyin. So that's why you need Goyr and Tzoyin. Tell you, you can give Sai Gdul Karkulai and Sai Balachayim. But Yekev Lomali. So Mar says that's to teach us this thing b'chal bracha. Lamar on top of base. Lamar mutei ksafim. Lamar lamute predus. One of them is going to learn. One man the Amar learned lafuke ksafim, and one's come lafuke predus that yekev dafka something that has bracha, which means it's part of a rabba. It multiplies. Masha inkin ksafim or predus for each man the Amar is not considered something that has part of a rabba.